I cannot hear what the future holds. For you hold the future in your hands. I cannot hear what the future holds. For you hold the future in your hands. I cannot hear what the future holds. You hold the future in your hands. Lord, I cannot hear what the future holds. But you hold the future in your hands.
Psalm 23 from verse 1. God bless you. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He leadeth me. He leadeth me. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yet do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Someone say a loud amen. This evening we want to look quickly at the benefit of divine direction. The benefit of divine direction. Our objective is to understand the dividends of divine leading and guidance. When God leads me, when God guides me, what benefit is there? The first thing I want to say by way of introduction is that being led, guided, and directed by God, or directed by God, is a luxury realm of Christian existence. Luxury. That is luxurious living. Enjoyment living. It is a blessed thing to be guided and be led by God. Secondly, being led, guided, or directed by God is a privilege of sonship. A privilege of sonship. Romans chapter 8 verse 14. He said, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The meaning of that is sons of God. And when we say sons of God, there is no man or woman in the Spirit. We are all sons in the Spirit. Being led, guided, and directed by God is a privilege of sonship. If you are a son of God, a child of God, a daughter of God, you don't need to beg to be led. Thirdly, being led, guided, or directed by God is the secret of walking successfully with God. Walking successfully with God. God spoke to Abraham, I believe it was Genesis 17:1. He said, be thou perfect, walk before me, and be thou perfect. When Abraham was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to him and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me. Let me lead you. Go in. Let me direct you. And then you will be perfected. It's the secret of walking successfully with God. There are many Christians whose Christian experiences are so frustrating because of not being guided and not being led by God. Now, what are the dividends, the benefit? Sunday we saw the necessity. Why is it so vital? Now, want to know the practical profitability or benefits of being led, guided, or directed by God. Benefit number one, the presence of God. Those who are guided by God enjoy the presence of God. Because God cannot speak, cannot be present, be absent where his voice is present. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down. He leadeth me. That is, he is in front, I am following. In Exodus chapter 13 verse 21, the Lord went before them to do what? To lead them by day in a pillar of the cloud, to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and by night. People who are led by God, they carry a heavy presence of God. People who are acquainted with the voice of God, who are directed by God, they carry God bodily. There is something you cannot miss about them. You feel God when you hang around them. If I want to tell you why you need the presence of God, it's another message. Presence of God is the secret of the anointing. The presence of God will part the Red Sea. The presence of God will do many things. Being led of God gives you access to the presence of God. Number two is the peace of God. Peace is what people cannot buy in the market. People buy bed, but they can't buy sleep. Peace. Thou leadeth me beside still waters. That is, not troublesome water. Still water. Still. Peaceful water. Quiet water. Psalm 85 verse 8. He said, I will hear what God, the Lord, will speak. For he will speak peace unto his people. When God speaks, it is accompanied with peace. He will speak peace. Any leading that takes away your peace has another source, but not God. Any leading, any direction, any instruction. You say yes to the man in marriage and you lost your peace. Your wedding card is about to be out and you lost your peace. You are set to take the journey and you lost your peace. You are about to withdraw the money and put into that business and you lost your peace. If there is no reason why you need the voice of God, you need it for peace. Those who lack the voice of God are permanently under pressure. Highly stressed up. Very anxious. Isaiah chapter 48 verse 18. He said, I wish you have hearkened to my commandment. I wish you have listened to what I'm telling you. Then had thy peace been as a river and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. The Lord speak peace. Tonight, peace is coming your way. During the course of this construction, not one, not two, not three, pastors, men of God, and other people will come. And as we are going around, so one of them will say, I can't understand the peace with which you are functioning here. All this thing is going on and you are at peace? Yes. Because God commanded it. Because God is speaking about it. And God implemented it. And God executed it. Under a depressed economy in record time. Am I communicating? Peace. Number three, the presence of God is a dividend. Number one, number two, the peace of God. Number three, the provision of God. The voice of God comes with the supplies of God, the provision of God. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me. So, anywhere God leads, the pastures are green. If God is leading, the pastures must be green. What others look for you when God leads. In Luke chapter 5 verse 4, Peter had toiled all night and caught nothing. But when the voice of God came, and he said, launch your net into the deep. And Simon Peter said, I have toiled all night, I caught nothing. But at your voice now, I will do this. And he got supplies that could never be exhausted. Am I communicating at all? Wine finished. One voice, one leading, one instruction. John chapter 2 verse 5 to 7. Whatsoever he tells you to do, do. And there were water pots, and he asked them to fill the water, and so on and so forth. And that wine couldn't be finished. Isaiah chapter 48 and in verse 15. Isaiah chapter 48 and in verse 15 he said, I have spoken. Yeah, I have called him. I have brought him. And he shall make his way prosperous. If God speaks, prosperity is the outcome. He shall make his way prosperous. Supernatural provision is a revelation. There is something God will show you that will explode your resources, explode your finances. It is not necessarily sweating or human connection that can give you what you need in life. When there was a famine in the land, the voice of God brought Isaac into a realm of supplies. Go not down into Egypt. Remain in this land. Genesis chapter 26 from verse 1 all the way to verse 4. Remain in this land and I will be with you here. I will bless you here. Even though this land is dry. And as God spoke and Isaac hearkened to God, verse 12 to verse 14, he exploded. In this season, somebody is about to hear something from God that is going to move you into the millions and the billions range. If you are that person, you can say a louder amen. It's going to give you a dream in the night, a vision, a revelation, something that will shift you into the millions and the billions range. You believe that, shout the loudest amen. Why do I say so? Isaiah chapter 45 verse 1. Thus saith the Lord. I am talking to you, Cyrus, whose right hand I am holding. You see, everything is here. God is speaking, so his voice comes with his presence. I am holding your right hand. I am going to subdue nations before you. I will loose the loins of kings. I will open before you the two-limbed gates, and the gates shall not be shut. Then I will go before you. I'm talking to you now, and I'm going with you now, to make crooked places straight, to break in pieces the gates of brass. I will cut in sunder the bars of iron. By the time I'm through with you, I will give you the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, which call you by your name, I am the God of Israel. Now that passage may not be for everybody, but it's for somebody here. It's for somebody watching right there. It's for somebody in one of our locations there. If that passage was for you, you will shout the loudest, amen. At the healing and deliverance service yesterday, early in the morning, a young man said, the Lord gave me a revelation where angels were standing at the gate and shaking hands with people. You are welcome. And they are here right now. You are welcome. You are welcome. You are welcome. While we're in the service,
In the course of the encounters, one of the young ladies came and said, the Lord showed her angels everywhere, and then at the gate here, to a young man. And he said, you are welcome. Welcome to your wealth. Welcome to your wealth. Welcome to your, what again? Wealth. Just welcome. Just welcome. You are well. So you just stepped into something massive, people. This year, 2022, what is yours, no devil shall deny it. And I decree that your hearing shall be opened. Your understanding shall be opened. God will show you something. God will open your ears to something that will give you access to massive resources. You believe that, shall the Lord say amen. Somebody say maybe he's talking to millionaires. No, I'm talking to you. You may have zero in your account now. But by the time this year is over, God will shock you. Give the Lord a shout of praise as you take your seat. What is in the voice of God? By the time we are through with this, you should struggle to hear and know what God wants you to do with your life. The presence of God, the peace of God, the provision of God. It's not just material provision, but a good wife, a good husband. They are inside the voice of God, inside the direction of God, inside the leading of God. A good line of investment. They are all inside the voice of God. The other day we were driving out of church, and I was driving right in front here, inside the car, and I told my wife, and I said, "Thank you. I'm grateful that you are my wife." This Sunday. I saw somebody there, one sister there doing hand like this. Like, God, give me this kind of reality. I said, I am thankful to you that you are my wife, and I'm grateful that you are the one I married. She said, what about you? I'm thankful to you too. I said, you don't understand what I'm talking about. If I had married someone else that maybe is not aligned to destiny and ministry, I can't be here. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You would have quarreled the anointing out of your life. Quarrel, the anointing left says. Instead of ministering under the unction, you are ministering under irritation. You see? So there are many things people take for granted. You know? And it's not of him that willeth or runneth of God and showeth mercy. So these are things that are inside the voice of God. If you don't hear God, any door that open you thought is the open door. You see, you may get American green card. That doesn't mean God say go to America. There are people who mistake a lot of circumstantial happenings to divine direction, and they end in a lot of disaster. Right? I was talking with a man. He may be watching this now, but I'm not trying to use this as an example negatively. Oh, we trusted God to go out of the country, and we all of us got our visas, me, wife, children, all the way to go to America, and God answered our prayer and the visa was granted, and we have now relocated to America. And the moment I landed America, blood pressure. Now we have to investigate something. What's wrong? Pressure is high, 200 and something, 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 and you can't do anything with your life. The moment you arrive, affliction. Something is already somewhere. Is it possible that the visa is to give you access to the country without asking you to go and live there? Am I communicating? You will not miss it. I said you will not miss it. I said you will not miss it. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. Lift up your right and say, in the name of Jesus, I cannot miss my destiny. I cannot miss purpose. in Jesus' name. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord and let's begin to see how we run faster. The presence of God is our number one dividend. Number two is the peace of God. Number three, the provision of God. Number four is the power of God. The voice of God carries power. It injects the recipient with power. Nothing makes a man authoritative and audacious like hearing God, knowing what God said. In Psalm 29 verse 4, the Bible said the voice of the Lord is powerful, is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 4, he said where the word of the king of a king or the voice of a king is, there is power. And who may say unto him, what doest thou? Power to dismantle the opposition. Power to dissolve the oppression. Power to make progress. Power to fulfill destiny. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 31, he said, for through the voice of the Lord shall the Assyrian be beaten down, which smote with a rod. I speak to someone here today. Every oppression that is around your life, on your life right now, the voice of God shall dismantle tonight. The voice of God is dismantling tonight. Shout the loudest. Amen. Somebody shout power. Somebody shout power. Number five is the preservation of God. Or preservation by God. The voice of God is the secret of preservation by God. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Why are you with me? You are leading me. You are guiding me. You are directing me. So you are with me. Suffered no man to do them wrong. Saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Psalm 105, verse 15. Psalm 89, verse 19. He said, then you speak in a vision. Somebody say, God speak. He spake in a vision to your Holy One and said, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people. Now he spoke. I have found David my servant, with my holy oil have I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established, my arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy cannot exact, the enemy has no place in his life, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. The enemy cannot exact upon him means I owe the enemy nothing. I can't pay the devil tax. I am not taxable by the devil. I am not taxable by that is the basis of I owe the devil nothing. I am not taxable. The enemy shall not exact upon him. The son of wickedness cannot afflict him. Wicked agents of darkness cannot afflict him. I will beat down his enemies before him, and those who hate him I will plague them. Why? Thou speak, thou speak, thou speak, thou speak, thou speak. If I can hear God, enemies are in trouble. If I am sensitive enough to know what God is saying and to see what God is showing, enemies are in trouble. I announce here by the anointing of God, anyone who hates your soul without a cause and they have failed to repent, in this season they shall be plagued. They shall be plagued. They shall be plagued. Every hater of the body of Christ, every hater of this local assembly, every hater of your soul, on your life, of our soul, our lives, that has refused to repent, in this season, they shall experience multiplied plagues. You are a believer, shout the loudest amen. Is it not wonderful to hear God, to be guided by God, to be directed by God, the presence of God, the peace of God,
the provision of God, the power of God, preservation of by God. And number six is profit in life. This is different from provision. This is profit. The Lord teacheth thee to profit. Isaiah 48:17, he teaches to profit. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way which that thou should go. If I am leading you, my teaching brings you profit. I cause you to make gain. This is the critical thing. Any direction that ushers you into losses is lacking in divine direction. Losses. Two basic things will cause losses. First is the lack of wisdom. And next is the lack of divine direction. Because wisdom is profitable. And where wisdom is lacking, losses are inevitable. Then God teaches you to profit. The only reason why you can make losses if God spoke to you is if wisdom is lacking. But generally, the voice, God's direction to you moves your life to the next level. It is profitable. You are in a business and all you are experiencing is losses and losses. Lord, is this my business? Did you send me into this venture? Is this my line? Because everybody has his line. Is this my field? Do I have an anointing in this realm? Somebody say loud amen. The shark is a star in the ocean, but a miserable entity in the sky. The eagle is the king of the air, but a captive in the water. Am I communicating? So what is your role? God's guidance ushers you into evidential profit. Life moves forward. Everything goes forward. Someone say aloud, amen. Finally, number seven, purpose fulfillment. When God leads, when God guides, purpose is fulfilled. I will stand upon my watch. I will watch to see what he will say. That is verse 3 now says, the vision is for an appointed time. At the end, he shall speak. If you can hear God in the beginning, no devil can stop you from ending at the end. If you can hear God at the beginning of your life's journey, ministry journey, career destiny journey, no devil can stop you from ending where you are to end. Abraham, get out of your father's house to the land I will show you. Genesis 12 from verse 1 to verse 5. And he departed. That voice took him to his destiny. Somebody shall reach there. Somebody shall reach destiny. Has God spoken to you? Say a louder amen. The whole of this, somebody asked me yesterday, I am into business. My challenge is that I don't know which business to do and which one to put my money in. I told him, I said, that is the purpose of this month. Just ensure that you sit down and listen very carefully. By Sunday, we shall be understanding conditioning for divine direction. What do I need? What do I need to put in place? And then after that, we shall begin to understand avenues of divine direction. Even if you are, you are a Christian that was born today, you can know what God wants you to do if the right things are done. Somebody say aloud amen. But very, very quickly, for the sake of today's service, what qualifies me? What requirements do I need to easily receive direction from God? Number one is the fear of God. The fear of God. Psalm 25, verse 12. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. Go ahead. His soul shall dwell at ease. He will give you rest. He will give you peace. And his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord, direction, guidance, instruction from God, is with them that fear him. And he will show them his covenant. There is a difference between clear conscience and clear hearing. There is a connection between a clear conscience and the clarity of hearing. The fear of God. Because we'll learn later that one of the primary ways God will lead a man is the conscience. And the conscience is the voice of the human spirit. And when that conscience is seared, the Bible said the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. Proverbs 20 and in verse 27. Searching the inward parts of the belly. When that conscience is not healthy. When that conscience is sick. By virtue of guilt. Unrepentant sin. And negative living. Then a difficulty in hearing God. Or knowing what God wants you to do. Can arise. The fear of God. Being on ground, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him will God teach. He will show him his covenants. The fear of the Lord, number two, is the meekness of heart. Or a heart of meekness. A heart of meekness. In the same Psalm 25 verse 9. The meek will he guide in judgment. The meek will he teach his way. The meek, the meek, the meek. Who is the meek? The humble, the teachable. The one that is helpless without God. You are so helpless, you don't claim to know anything. You are so helpless, you don't want to make a move until you are sure God is behind it. And God sees you. And that meekness is translated into your dealings with people. You know a meek man by his ability to receive correction, even from human beings. You know a haughty man by his allergy to correction. He is impervious. You can't be corrected. You can't make an observation. His face will change. And as it is, As they operate like that with man, unconsciously they take it to God. Anybody who cannot say thank you to people has ingratitude also with God. It's confirmed. Very well confirmed. Thank you so much for what you have done. I'm grateful. Even to your wife, even to your child. One of my children, I asked them to cross-check something for me today. Musically. And sent me a feedback of the assessment. And I said, thank you so much for your input. How much should I pay you for this consultation? Just teasing. Am I communicating? And when you can't say thank you to even your baby, your wife, your husband, it translates to God. If you are, one day I was in our living room, one of my children, the second one, said something very striking. I ran to the room. I said, hold on. I carried my pen and paper. I came back. I said, please say it again. I wrote it down. It was a spontaneous revelation. Even herself didn't think about it. Hallelujah. Am I communicating at all? Meek. Calm down. When you claim to know, you can never be taught. When you claim to know the way, when you behave like you know it, you can't be taught. When God spoke to Ezekiel in the valley of dry bones, he said, can these bones live? If it was some of us, well, it depends on how you are looking at it. Ezekiel said, how can the one who know everything, who know the answer to everything, be asking me a question? Before you ask the question, you know your answer. So, oh Lord, thou knowest. I can't answer you. It's all right, you have answered well. I will tell you. See, when so many of us, when we should be listening, we are talking. Even with human beings. And God said, all right, you know, it's enough. That meekness is important. You know, somebody said, if you want to know Pastor Paul Enenche, listen to his songs, then you will know him. There is one song that says, Lord, if I know what to do, I would have done it. Do you remember this song? Lord, if ever I have not done what you want me to do, it's because I don't know. Take it. No, go back there. Go back again. Lord, if ever. Look. Tell me to do. It's because I'm yet to know what's on your mind for me to know. I am totally available to do, Lord, as you please. On the altar, Lord, I have laid down my speak your heart. Stand up on your feet. Lord, it's not that I want to disobey you. If you want me to do something and I haven't done it, it's because I don't know yet. I didn't know. If I know, I would do it. So I am available. Talk to me. I'm available. Talk to me. If I haven't done what you are expecting me to do, it's ignorance. It is no that I don't know. Can you translate it from the vernacular? It is no that I don't know. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's no that I don't know. It's no that I don't know. If I knew, I would have done it. It is no that I don't know. That kind of hard disposition, then God will begin to break through for you in dreams, in revelations, as you open the scripture. In one way or the other, he just begins to tackle you everywhere. Right? If you didn't hear it well in the dream, he will use something in the daytime to just show you here and there. I like us to take that song. Take the first verse and the chorus. Why are you ready? Be upstanding. We have done the major prayer tonight, so don't be.
Available to do what as you please. Of the Lord, I have laid up.
Lord, I wanted to let you know. Let's go. I just went.
Lord, I just want to let you know that you have the final say in everything that pertains to my existence on the earth.
Everything
that I can be or ever hope to be.
It's a function.
It's a function. Your blueprint for my life.
take the second, the verse again. Lord, give it, Lord.
Lord, I just want to let you know, Lord, that you have the final.
Is that your mind? In everything that pertains to my existence. Mahashiva Galaga, everything.
Everything that I can be forever.
It's a function
of your beauty.
On the altar.
Every stage.
Ever. One more time, just the voices. We have done many prayers. The prayer we prayed against the killers and others suffices for tonight. But Lord, ability to hear you, 2, grace to obey. Ability to hear, grace to obey. Ability to hear, to know, grace to obey. Lift your hands and your voice and say, Father, today I make demands on the ability to hear you. A hearing ear, seeing eyes, a knowing heart. Help me, Lord, to hear you, to hear what you are saying, to see what you are showing, to know what you are revealing. Help me, Lord, and give me the grace to obey, to obey tirelessly, to obey promptly. I receive the ability to hear and see and know, and I receive the grace to obey. Now, open your mouth and speak to God.
Totally available.
Ability to hear, ability to see, ability to know, and grace to obey. I receive all this, Lord. 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 In Jesus' precious name. When you go back, take more time. God will reveal things to you. Lift your two hands high. Everyone here tonight saying to me, Pastor, you mentioned the fear of God as the first condition. I need to fear God. I need to love Him. I need to live for Him. I need my sins forgiven. Anywhere you are, pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and quickly step forward here. While that is going on, we'll take positions for the communion as well. That's right. Run forward here. Want to give your life to Jesus? I live for Jesus day after day. You want to be forgiven of your sins? Please take your seat while they come. You want to be born again genuinely?
Let come with me, the whole is free. I will obey. I live for Jesus. day after day.
Let's take it up.
I live for Jesus day after day. I live for Jesus. Let come what may. The Holy Spirit, I will obey. I live for Jesus day after day. Everybody say, I live for Jesus day after day. I live for Jesus. Let come what may. The Holy Spirit, I will obey. I live for Jesus day after. Sing it two more times. I live for Jesus day after day. I live for Jesus. Let come what may. The Holy Spirit, I will obey. I live for Jesus day after day.
Place your hand on your chest and lift up the other hand. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you. I ask that the hold of sin be done. Okay. Anyone here today still need to rededicate your life to Jesus? You have given your life to Jesus before, but you need to surrender your life again to Jesus. Maybe you are bound by an addiction or a negative lifestyle that has not helped you in any way, and you want to make it right with God. Carry your Bibles, carry your bags, and quickly step forward here. Let's receive. I'll give you the count of five. One. If you pick your communion, just hold it.
Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you.
I love every step that I take. Every moment on my way.
Place your hand on your chest now and say after me in prayers. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life, make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken off your life. The grace to live for God, I decree it released upon you. And I call it done. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.